If you're enjoying the show and you'd like to get more, maybe you want to get bonus episodes, maybe you want to get episodes early, maybe you'd like to join monthly video hangouts with me, Jeff, and other fans of the show, the way to find out how to do that is to go to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
I try to survive without them as much as possible.
I try to survive without acne on my eyelid, but I guess that's not going to happen anymore. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. Bats.
What?
Flying winged bugs of the night.
Rodents of the skies.
There was this whole thing in Calvin and Hobbes. It was like a multi-week storyline where Calvin had to write a report about bats.
Yeah.
And he refused to like study or do any work for it. And so at the very last minute, he's like, all right, well, what do I know about bats? Let's start there. And he put bats equals bugs.
Can I tell you something really strange about you bringing that up?
What?
Last night, before I went to bed, as I was lying in bed for no discernible reason,
you were wondering if bats were bugs?
No. I was thinking about Calvin and Hobbes.
Yeah.
I was like deep regret about the fact that the world is without Calvin and Hobbes.
I think about Calvin and Hobbes all the time.
Yeah, it is. It was the best of us. It was the best of us.
It was the best of us. It was the worst of us, as Gandhi said. Anyway, bats.
Yes.
The bugs, scourges of the sky.
What's going on with these sky bugs?
Okay, so here's what's up. Bats obviously find their way around mostly via echolocation.
Right.
We know this. They screech and they got the radar and they hear the bounces and it lets them know where things are.
It's because they can't download Waze.
It's because they can't do Waze.
Google Maps is basically useless to them.
Well, because in caves, although like I was very surprised because I was in a cave the other day and they had added it to Google Maps.
The cave?
Yeah, it was like a mall and then like Disneyland. Like they're adding all these weird things to Google Maps.
Good
and now
job,
it's like
Google.
Most local caves.
Yeah, in 300 feet, enter a cave. Go deeper into cave.
Ignore the screaming noises in cave. Turn right.
When you
the
reach
cave is safe. Don't worry about the cave. The cave has always been here. You have always been in the cave.
When you reach the end of the cave, sit down and ponder everything.
So there is a brain region that helps animals map where objects are in relations to their own bodies, right?
Okay.
And so when bats do their screeching echolocation thing, they hear the sounds and it also gets registered in that region of the brain.
Okay. So they're plotting out where everything is so they can get around.
Yeah, exactly. But what's interesting is previously we have only been able to sort of see what animals are paying attention to kind of on a 2D plane. Like we would put up like a laser pointer in a cat,
mm-hmm.
or we would put up dots or pictures on a screen and move them around and try to see what was happening in an animal's brain while they were looking around on the screen. But recently, we've been able to use smaller and smaller equipment to sort of monitor what's going on in brains. We've been able to use wireless equipment. And so now we're able to let animals move around in 3D space. So because of this, we have a much more accurate and realistic view of what's happening in animal brains.
Okay.
And we think that there is a connection between the way bats use echolocation and attention deficit disorder in human beings.
How the hell is that connected?
Well, I have ADHD and I constantly
screech
at things. And you're
basically the Batman.
I basically am the Batman. And I don't mean the vigilante. I am not the knight.
Oh, no.
No. I am not the Batman. I'm basically a Batman. and what that means is I'm very, very sensitive to light.
Yes.
I'm fuzzier and cuter than you would think. But also, I carry a lot of disease and I'm constantly screaming.
And you have a weird association with blood that I'm not too clear on?
Oh, no, it's not so weird. I suck the lifeblood out of other living creatures to add their power to my own. That's not weird. You could have asked.
I shouldn't have assumed anything.
Because I've seen you kind of looking at me weird as I stalk my prey and I've been like, does he have a question? Like, and I've been living with this my whole life, Jeff. I am a Batman.
I'm
used to the questions.
Right.
You know what I mean? What's worse is like when people are avoiding the questions of like, am I hanging out with a Batman?
Well, that's
how
you
feel about being a Batman.
I've never been around a Batman before.
Okay.
So I'm a little bat curious.
Sure. And I don't, you know, obviously I understand you're coming from a good place. You don't want every Batman to be an ambassador for the Batman community.
Well, it's not your responsibility to talk for all Batman.
No. I understand you're trying in your own way to save me from emotional bat labor.
Exactly.
But if you have, you know, we've been friends for a while. If you have questions about me being a Batman, I would rather you ask me directly.
I'll keep that in mind in future.
Great. So here's what's up. We've got these bats. They're flying around in a lab. We've hung kind of cans from strings. And what's interesting...
You know, a lab.
A lab, like you do. We've put up glow-in-the-dark stars on the ceiling. We've put some posters on the wall. We've really made it our own.
We've just made it so dorm roomy.
A lab of our own. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We've gotten inflatable furniture, like not cheesy inflatable furniture, but like the nice one, like kind of 60s, like retro inflatable furniture. And a clear plastic VTech phone. You know, the ones that comes in the different colors.
Sure.
Yeah. We've really done up this lab.
It's my dorm room from the 90s.
Yeah. I'm trying to just like have more people over to the lab.
I gotcha.
You know,
like,
suck their blood. I want to have a nice, comfortable lab where people can come and feel like they can just chill. And then when they let their guard down,
right,
I am a Batman.
It's all about people letting their guard down. That's I gotcha.
Yeah. Most labs are about people letting their guard down and then you experiment on them. So here's what's up. Behavioral scientists at Johns Hopkins University were having these bats fly around in this room where they had hung these different things at different heights from string, different cans and things like that. And because we can now track these animals in 3D space, we can actually see where they're going, what they're doing, what they're looking at, and what they're paying attention to as they're flying around. We can see a naturalistic view of how these animals pay attention to things.
Okay. What do we learn?
So here's what we're learning. Number one, bats can sort of control their echolocation. They can sort of... they can focus the cone of echolocation sound.
Huh.
And so if they really need to pay attention to something, they can like almost like focusing in the beam of a flashlight from wide to like tight and brighter.
Yeah.
They can do that.
Okay.
And so that's how we can kind of learn what they're paying more attention to at any given time.
Now, how do we know they're doing that?
Because it's registering through this wireless device into this part of the midbrain that actually takes in sensory information and sort of interprets it and turns it into like important information for motion.
So they encounter a can that's hanging from a string and they're like, I got to remember this can is here so I don't whack into it next time. And so they're logging the telemetry of the room, basically, is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically. And if there's something where they know they're going to be flying in a specific direction or they know they want to go to a specific area, they will focus in down on that and be like, okay, here's what's really going on there. So they may do an initial wide screech to be like, okay, there are generally objects here, but I know I'm going to be flying in that area. Now let's focus in. And that all sends information back to this part of the midbrain called the superior colleculus.
Mm.
Okay. So the superior colleculus takes in sensory information.
My favorite,
and tells you where you are in space based on that.
My favorite Golden Age superhero was the Superior Colleculus.
Yeah. His arch nemesis, of course, the Batman.
Yes. Yeah.
That was when Batman still like had a gun and would shoot a vampire.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
You do not want to see what he did to take down Superior Colleculus. It flies in the face of everything you think about the Batman.
Yeah, they've really changed the
He straight up
story.
Murdered him.
He straight up murdered the Colleculus. So basically, here's another thing that we know. We know that there's something going on in the superior colleculus of people with attention disorders.
Is it that the colleculus isn't working as it does in other people? Is it taking in too much information?
There's definitely a difference in the activity.
Mm-hmm.
What we're looking for now is it a matter of distraction? Is it a matter of can we not focus in? Does the calculus of somebody with an attention disorder take in all kinds of stuff as opposed to being able to, you know, this bat has a physical sort of representation of what we all have to do.
Right.
Right. By doing this screeching in a focusing down sort of way, it's doing a very observable version of what we do every day, where when we're looking around, our brain has to kind of figure out what is important and what to pay attention to. We obviously don't scream at it. I mean, I do. I'm a Batman.
Right.
So if you've ever seen me looking for my keys.
Oh, it's very loud.
It's just like, ah! And if I know they're at the table, I'll just put my head up against the table and be like, ah!
Right. It works insofar as people really try to help you find your keys.
Oh yeah.
Get him the goddamn keys.
It's a great way to crowdsource. Does it actually help me find the keys? Yes. I'm going to say yes.
Okay.
And I'm not going to back down from that.
You just got to scream it out.
Just got to scream until you find it.
So I feel
that's
like...
That's what my grandmother had knitted on a pillow.
That's the Carboni crest.
Yeah.
Scream keys, until you
keys,
find
keys,
it.
Wallet, phone, scream until you find it.
So it feels like this is useful in bats because they rely on this particular mode of mapping their environment more than other animals rely on any one particular mode, right?
Yeah. And it was useful for us in terms of figuring things out about human beings because we now have concrete data that says this is absolutely what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
The more we pay attention to something, the more the superior calculus responds or the more activity there is.
Right.
So now that we know that there's this direct one-to-one connection, we can start going, all right, so how does this activity differ in somebody like me who has ADHD?
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling it's going to say that there is no ability to hone in on an object, or there is an ability to hone in on an object, but it is more easily interrupted.
Right.
Like my calculus is not able to filter as well as other people's is. I think that's what they're going to figure out.
Yeah, it's interesting because the focusing mechanism there, I mean, clearly people with ADHD can focus.
We can actually hyper-focus.
Right.
So like if I get really into something, everything else goes away in a way that's like really kind of weird.
Right.
Like it will be the wrong thing. That's the thing about people with ADHD. If I'm
sure.
supposed to be working on a video and I notice something in the corner of my office that's like, oh, I wonder if like this actually happened this morning. I wonder if this lens adapter will actually work on this lens it's not supposed to work on if I use a step up ring because like just dumb shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm like, I leave my video that I was editing, and all of a sudden I blink and it's been an hour and I've tried all different combinations of lenses and filters.
Right.
And it's like, oops, I was focusing on the wrong thing. And there was nothing to tell my brain that that was what was happening.
So maybe you have a superior calculus.
The superior, much like homo superior.
Right.
Yeah. I have a superior calculus.
Yeah. And what we need to do is improve that.
You know, they say Nero was the worst Roman emperor, but Calculus just wasn't paying attention to anything.
Yeah. Well, he was just...
Nero was at least fiddling while it all burned.
That's
Calculus,
right.
Calculus, they couldn't figure out what he was doing.
He was collecting everything. He had to collect... He get birds and
he was
butterflies.
He was looking for keys, but he also wanted to tell you about his vacation. But he also like had an idea for a picture that he wanted to paint.
Yeah.
Calculus. But like, are
Annoying,
you hungry?
That
is
guy.
Anybody else hungry? I think this is really fascinating because when we can sort of focus these things down and figure out like, okay, everything is physical. Everything is a physical, chemical, electrical reaction,
mm-hmm.
right? If we can focus this down and be like, okay, too much voltage to the calculus,
right?
Too much of this to the calculus. How do we put like a regulator on the calculus?
Right.
A resistor, something that helps this come in
some
slower.
Way of harnessing what bats can do, mm-hmm. but putting them in men. Some sort of, I don't know what you would call that. Some sort of, you take what bats have.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you have a men and you somehow fuse the two to create a superior thing to either
like a,
one, like the best
like,
of
like
both.
A man bat, like Dr. Kirk Langstrom.
Yeah, like some sort of human bat hybrid.
Yes.
Like call it the human bat hybrid.
A Dracula. Just like me.
A Dracula.
A Dracula who fights crime. Yeah, so this is kind of interesting to me, and it's always also interesting to me to find out how the superpowers of animals work, or the different sensory perceptions of animals work. So it's cool to know how bats can actually, I didn't know they could focus in like that.
Right. Yeah, no, it's interesting because you feel like that the image you have in your head is the sonar. It's just like a boop, 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 and goes out in all directions, right? But to think that they would, it's more like Banshee than it is Daredevil, you know?
Where you can just, where they can actually just be like, it really is. It's like spectral imaging. It's like audio imaging where it's just like,
it's listening, right? Yeah. I'm listening to that direction.
Let's focus in more waves and faster waves. And now we have a clearer picture of the object. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Anyway, bats, the bug scourge of the skies.
Let's get back to talking about Calvin and Hobbes, right? Yeah. Oh, that's really what we should have talked
about. That's what we should have talked. I like the one where he's trapped in a cubist painting.
Oh man, there are so many good ones.
There's so many good ones.
All of the ones are good.
The one where his dad is explaining to him that the sun is the size of a quarter and it rises and it sets in Flagstaff, Arizona.
I gotta go back and reread some Calvin and Hobbes.
My favorite one is where his dad is talking about how black and white photos, how the whole world was black and white, but then it turned color at a certain year.
Yeah.
But black and white photos are black and white because it's black and white pictures of a color world or color pictures of a black and white world.
Yeah.
And Calvin is just like, I just love it. Anything where Calvin's fucking with his dad.
Yeah.
I only want to be a dad so I can fuck with my kid that way. And that's why I'm not going to be a dad.
Well, yeah, it is fun to fuck with your kid. I can tell you that from experience.
Hey, anybody else out there a Batman?
If so, report yourself to the local authorities immediately.
Yeah, but also let us know if you have ADHD, if you knew this about bats, if you have any cool bat facts that you keep in a belt full of pouches.
Yeah.
I don't know what we would call that. But you can let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those bat facts.
Yeah.
Because that one's just self-explanatory.
Gonna happen.
I think they are bugs, though.
You think they're bugs? I thought they were rodents. Rodents of the sky.
Calvin and Hobbes would never lie to me.
Or am I?